High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Well, thank you and good evening, everyone. From Auburn High School tonight, it's Class C1 Sub-District Boys action coming your way. We're getting set for the Auburn Bulldogs to take on the Syracuse Rockets. Somewhat of a change in the protocol that we've been having all year, and that we're finally having a high school pep band in the gym here. I'm sure you can hear in the background that we're competing with the band here during the pregame show, and I never thought I'd say this because of the loudness of it, but boy, did I miss the bands and the cheerleaders throughout this season. And tonight we've got a big one here, the Auburn High School Pep Band in full force. The game coming up, the Auburn Bulldogs and the Syracuse Rockets. This is the C1 Subdistrict. We're here at Auburn High School tonight. We are looking for the Sacred Heart Irish game. We have it on the air also tonight. John Nixon is at the Rowe Activity Center in Falls City. And John has the Sacred Heart Irish facing the Pawnee City Indians. That game set to tip off about 15 minutes after this one. I believe that's a 6 o'clock tip-off, and you'll hear it live on KTNC and online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KTNC, and you can hear the Irish and the Pawnee City Indians. John Nixon has the call on that one. Great to see our good friend Dave Rohr showing up here tonight. He's been, as a lot of our friends around Auburn know, Dave, longtime employee here at Auburn High School, public address announcer, has been ill with the dreaded COVID for a number of weeks, and tonight is his first live game back. He's seated just down the row here from us, and just absolutely wonderful to see Dave Rohr back out tonight enjoying some high school basketball. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll come back and look at starting lineups for this game. After this two-minute break, you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Your home is one of your most important assets. Why not depend on people you know to protect it? Auburn Insurance Service and Farm Mutual Insurance have insured area homeowners for decades and will be there when you need us the most. Auburn Insurance Service has an experienced, friendly staff who will work with you to ensure you have insurance coverages to meet your family's unique needs. Call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 and see the difference a local insurance company can make.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Tiger wrestlers Wyatt Olberding and Thomas Fields. Congratulations to the two of you on earning your way to the Nebraska State Wrestling Tournament. Congratulations from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, and best of luck in the state tournament.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Falls City. They are seeking welding, machinists, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Thank you.
just great to hear a live rendition of our national anthem here by the Auburn High School Pep Band. We've been listening to the recorded versions all season long. And as I mentioned during the last segment, we've got a live band here tonight. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup for this C1 sub-district. First of all, for the Syracuse Rockets, they are 4-16 on the year. They're coached by head coach Mark Rabick. They'll go with Griffin Gearing. Gearing is a 5'11 senior. Cooper Carlson, a 6-foot junior, averaging 13.5 points per ball game. Mitchell Brinkman is a 5'10 senior, averaging 6.5 points per game. Dalton Leapers is a senior at 6'2. He puts in 7.5 points per game. And Ethan Whitler is a 6'2 senior to round out the starting five for the Rockets. They are 4-16 on the year. They get into this game by picking up a 48-34 win last night over the Fall City Tigers. For the Auburn Bulldogs, 20-0 on the season, coached by head coach Jim Weeks. He'll go with Cameron Binder, a 6-foot senior, averaging 15 points a game. Maverick Binder, a 5'9 freshman. Ryan Binder, a junior at 5'11, averaging 12 points per game. Kate Patzel is a 6'1 senior. And Daniel Ferry, averaging 15 points a game. He's a 6-foot, 6-inch senior. Daniel Ferry rounds out the starting five for Jim Weeks. The Auburn Bulldogs, 20-0 on the season. They come into tonight's game riding a 56-game win streak dating back to January of 2019. The last time they lost a ball game was in Grand Island when they played BRLD in that Grand Island shootout, and they've won 56 games since. Ready to get underway, Daniel Ferry steps into the center circle. He'll jump it up against Dalton Leapers. Our official steps into the circle. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by the Bulldogs. Cam Binder comes up with the basketball. He'll bring it into forecourt and work to the right side of the three-point arc. Man-to-man defense for Syracuse, opening up here defensively. Pass goes to Patzel. Patzel on the left wing, gives it up top. Backing out is Maverick Binder at the top of the key. Now Frary goes inside the paint with a pass to Patzel. Back to Frary, baseline underneath. Frary off the glass, up, got it, and he's fouled. Daniel Frary with the first 2 points of the ball game, and he draws a personal foul. He'll step to the free throw line for the and one. 2-0 now. Bulldogs up early here. Foul is going to be called on Dalton Leapers, his first team foul, number one, on the Rockets. First free throw, it's up. Short off the front of the rim, doesn't go. The ball gets away out of bounds off the Bulldogs on the fight for the rebound. Ryan Binder was down there going after it. It goes off of Ryan, and it'll be Syracuse's basketball. Rockets to inbound it under the Bulldog basket. Full court pressure by Auburn. They get the inbound pass, tossed in, comes into Brinkman. On the dribble, Brinkman brings it across the timeline. At the top of the key, goes to the left wing with his pass. That's Cooper Carlson handling the ball. Now again, it goes up top to Carlson. On the right side is Brinkman with the basketball. Brinkman finds Carlson at the top of the key. They're just working the ball around the outside perimeter. Now the ball is tipped away by Patzel. Ball is loose. Patzel ends up on the floor, and Brinkman falls on top of him. Yes, we did get a foul call. It's going to be called on Patzel. Kate Patzel's first personal, team foul number one on the Bulldogs. Rockets basketball, inbounding at Griffin Gearing at midcourt. Gearing inbounds the ball, tosses into Cooper Carlson. Carlson brings it down court. A little reach-in foul is going to be called on Ryan Binder. Binder picks up his first personal. That's team foul number two now on the Auburn Bulldogs, and we haven't even played a minute yet. Already two fouls on Auburn. Inbounding the pass. In backcourt on the side is Griffin Gearing. Gearing lobs it into the corner. Baseline to Cooper Carlson. Carlson gets it up court to Brinkman. Brinkman brings it across the timeline to set the offense. Has Gearing with the basketball in the paint. Stolen away. Cam Binder one-on-one takes it in. The ball is stripped away from him and then knocked out of bounds. Tipping the ball away under there was Mitchell Brinkman. Brinkman tips it away. It'll stay with the Auburn Bulldogs. Inbounding the ball, Cam Binder under his own basket goes into Frary. Frary moves to the hoop, off the glass, up and good. Oh, they left Dan Frary on the baseline unattended. Nobody there defended him. Down quickly come the Rockets with the ball. Griffin Gearing trailing 4-0 are the Rockets. Gearing gives up to Brinkman. Across, here's a long three that's off the front of the iron, and the rebound brought down by Ryan Binder. Binder gives it up to Cam Binder, and they'll come up court with a basketball to face this man-to-man defense. Auburn up 4-0 early in the ballgame, 6:19 to play first quarter here at Auburn High School. Kate Patzel in the paint, Oh, he was looking for Ryan Binder on the baseline. Ryan was there for a minute. Spin move. Cam Binder in the paint. Floater is up. Off the back of the iron. Tipped out by Frary. Gets it out to Pacel. Pacel finds Frary into the basket. Off the glass. Up and good. Oh, what a job by Cade Pacel with the assist. Frary with the easy two, and he's got the first 6 points of the ballgame. 6-0. Auburn on top. Here's a driving layup at the other end. Off the glass by Brinkman. Doesn't go. Cam Binder has the rebound. Down to Maverick Binder, right wing. Maverick, right side across court pass. Pacel tries for three from the left wing. Off the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down under the basket by Whitler. Whitler, down court, fast break. Brinkman from the left corner for three. Off the glass, no. Falling to the floor with the rebound. Traveling is going to be called on Cooper Carlson. Carlson called for walking with the basketball. It'll go back over to Auburn. Substitute in for the Rockets. Off the bench comes Jace Voorhees. Voorhees, a 6'3 sophomore, into the lineup. Comes in to replace Ethan Whitler. Whitler has the seat. This is Cam Binder to set the offense. Goes around Brinkman, the defender. Floater in the paint. Off the rim, no. Pacel tipped it out. Grabbed up by Brinkman. Brinkman down court with the basketball. A long three from Brinkman. Right wing off the glass. Rebound, Pacel. Pacel pushes it the other direction. He's got Maverick Binder out ahead of him. Now Pacel flips it up to Cam Binder. Cam Binder picks up his dribble on the left wing. Beats to Pacel. Driving baseline left side. Pacel goes up with a shot. Whistle and a foul. And we'll put Cade Pacel at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots for the Bulldogs. Foul is going to be called, I think. I'm going to wait till they post it. Yeah, the foul is going to be on Brinkman. That's his first team foul, number two. Pacel's first free throw up. In and out of there. Wouldn't go. It was in the basket for a minute. Now we've got timeout taken on the floor with 4:59 to play first period. Auburn up 6-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Auburn High School. 4 minutes, 59 seconds to play in the first quarter. Auburn out to an early 6-0 lead when timeout was taken by Syracuse. Pacel at the line for his second free throw. This is up and off, also doesn't go. Brinkman has the rebound. Here come the Rockets. Now another reach-in foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. And this is going to be on Ryan Binder. Binder picks up his second personal. We've only played 3 minutes. Three personal fouls on the Bulldogs. Ryan Binder with two. Cade Pacel has one. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. The ball inbounded to Brinkman. Across the timeline, right side, that's Gearing with the ball. Gearing takes a couple of dribbles, moves into the paint, penetrating layup. Gearing up and off, no good. Frary has the rebound. Frary gives it up to Cam Binder. He'll push the ball up court. Binder getting instructions. Head coach Jim Weeks yelling in from the sideline. They come into forecourt to the right side to Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder up top, Maverick Binder around the horn. Pacel lobs it into Frary. Frary in traffic. Feeds it underneath, driving layup. Binder. Ryan Binder with the lay-in off the glass. The assist from Dan Frary. It's 8-0. Bulldogs in command here. We've played nearly half of the period. 4:13 to play in the first quarter here at Auburn High School. Cooper Carlson has the basketball. There's a whistle and a foul is going to go. An offensive foul is going to be called on the Rockets. Foul is going to be called on Syracuse. Player control foul on Cooper Carlson. On Carlson, his first team foul, number three, on the Rockets. 4:07 to play first quarter. Clock running. Down court across the timeline. Comes Cam Binder with the basketball. Cameron Binder guarded by Brinkman in a man-to-man defense at the top of the circle. To the right side goes to Ryan Binder. Pacel lobs it into Frary under the basket. Frary in traffic off the glass up and good. Daniel Frary owns the baseline tonight under the basket. There's a pass stolen away by Binder. Flips it into Pacel. Pacel brings it into forecourt. Up top, here's a three on the way. Maverick Binder, bingo. Maverick Binder nails a three from the right elbow. Timeout taken, Syracuse. Auburn up 13-0. 3:35 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Bricklands has been making customers happy since 1965. Bricklands is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Bricklands has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, during the timeout, we're being entertained here by the four-time defending state champion Auburn cheerleaders. The cheer squad for Auburn High School just won their fourth state championship in as many years last week. Fun to watch those young ladies perform out here with live pep band music in the background. That's quite an entertaining show during the timeouts. All right, Syracuse will have the basketball after the Rockets timeout. They get the ball inbound to Brinkman. Brinkman, down court pass to Carlson. Carlson picks up his dribble at the top of the key. Feeds it inside. Moving to the basket. Shot blocked away by Frary. Dalton Leifers tried to put a jump shot up from the left side of the lane. Frary went high in the air and just blocked the ball into next week. It went way out of bounds. Checking into the game now is Brett Baltensberger. Baltensberger checks in for the Bulldogs, replacing Ryan Binder. Ryan will take a breather. Bob pass in off the glass, shot up and good. That was a nice give and go. Robert Shanks, who came in off the bench, has the first 2 points for the Rockets. That comes with 3:12 to play here in the first quarter. 13-2 is our score. Auburn opened a 13-0 lead to open it up. Now Baltensberger works into the paint, goes to the glass, off the glass, up and good. Brett makes his presence felt very quickly as he just checked into the ball game and gets a quick two on his first trip down the floor. Cooper Carlson will try and set the offense now for the Rockets. This Syracuse team comes in here 4-16, but they got a win last night over Fall City, 48-34. Here's a nice move to the basket. A little floater shot is up and good by Carlson. The 6-foot junior has his first 2 points, and it's 15-4. Bulldogs up by 11. Cam Binder works against Brinkman. Gets a pick by Baltensberger. Binder feeds it up top. Frary for three, top of the key, just short off the front of the rim. And the rebound pulled down for the Rockets by Robert Shanks. Shanks will bring the ball up court himself. Oh, dribbles it off his foot. Ball is picked up loose by Cam Binder. Driving lay-in up. Got the basket, and he'll be fouled. Cam Binder with his first 2 points. Got the steal. Got the lay-in. Drew the foul on the baseline. Coach Mark Rabick is up questioning the official on the call as to why the basket counts, I think, is his concern here. The foul is going to be called on Robert Shanks, his first, team foul number 4. Coach Rabick thought maybe that foul came on the floor. Free throw is up and good for Cam Binder. He's got 3 points, and it's 18-4. Auburn up here. Carlson with the basketball. Carlson's pass is wide of the mark. Faitzel gets a steal. He's got Frary out ahead of him. Frary flips it back into the corner to Cam Binder. Reach-in foul is going to be called on the Rockets. Right now, Coach Mark Rabin, not a happy camper over there. Yet another foul called on Syracuse. This one on Brinkman, his second personal, team foul number 5 already on the Rockets with a minute 56 to play in the first quarter here at Auburn High School. Bulldogs basketball. Cam Binder tries to dribble to the corner. Gets knocked to the floor. They wanted a travel call and couldn't get one. Here's Ryan Dixon handling the ball now for Auburn. He just checked into the game. Dixon flips it up to Baltensberger to the left side. Paisel. Paisel, top of the key to Frary at the free throw line. Frary in traffic off the glass. Nope. And the rebound. Good job going up defensively and getting that board is Robert Shanks. Shanks down court pass. They try to flip it into the corner baseline right side to Shanks. Got away and went out of bounds. Touched last by the Bulldogs. Back into the game is Griffin Gearing checking into the lineup. Gearing now replacing Mitchell Brinkman. Rockets basketball in the corner baseline right side of their own basket. Shanks inbounds it, tipped away. Ball is loose. Cam Binder's on the floor fighting for the basketball with Carlson. I think they're going to just call a jump ball here. Possession arrow is going to favor the Rockets. A minute 21 to play first quarter, 18-4. Bulldogs with the lead. Inbound pass to Gearing. Gearing brings it into forecourt. Little give and go into the paint. Driving layup. Shot blocked away by Frary. I think they're going to get Baltensberger for the foul, and that's going to send Cooper Carlson to the free throw line for the Rockets, where he'll be shooting two shots. Foul on Brett Baltensperger, his first, team foul number four on the Auburn Bulldogs. Free throw is up, hits the back of the iron and rims out for Cooper Carlson. Carlson averages 13.5 points per game for the Rockets. He's got 2 points so far tonight. Cooper's a 6-foot junior. Lefty, second shot is up. This one is good. He makes one out of two. Cooper now has 3 points in the game for the Rockets. 1:10 to play, first quarter, 18-5. Auburn on top. Kate Faisal handles the basketball on the right wing. Gives it to Frary at the top of the circle. Here's a long three, up and good by Cam Binder. Binder got the ball flipped out to him on the right wing. Down court pass, deflected away. Touch last by the Rockets. Turnover. Auburn gets the ball back. Dixon will inbound it. Ryan Dixon, 6-foot junior, will inbound the ball. Tosses into Cam Binder. 55 seconds to play, first period. 21-5. Auburn up by 16 points here. Now Cam Binder sets on the left wing. He'll launch another three. It's good. Binder with back-to-back threes. One from the right elbow and now from the left wing. Suddenly it's 24-5. 35 seconds to play, first quarter. Rockets basketball. Gearing. Bounce pass to the corner. Deflected away by Frary. Touch last by Syracuse. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Syracuse fans are furious. They're upset. Well, both sets of fans have had some things to yell about here, so everything means the refs are probably doing a pretty good job here if both fans are unhappy. Cam Binder across the timeline between the rings, works the dribble with the clock down to 20 seconds to play. Binder being guarded very closely out here by Robert Shanks. Binder just winding the clock down with 14 seconds, down to 13. He'll move and pull up for that three. Here it is, the spot up three off the iron. No, got his own rebound. Dixon has the ball. Up top, Binder again launches a shot with 3 seconds. That's good. He's done that so many times. Cam Binder hits a three at the end of the period, and Auburn jumps out to a 27-5 lead after one quarter. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Auburn High School. We move into second quarter action. The Bulldogs on top here now, 27-5 after one quarter. Auburn with the big lead, and the Bulldogs will have the basketball to start the second period. There's a three up and good. Cam Binder nails another three from out here on the right wing. 30-5 our score now. Handling the basketball, Carlson. Whistle and a foul called. We'll wait and see what this is going to be. And we're back here with you. 7:35 to play here in the first half. 30-5 our score now. Bulldogs up by 25 points. Rockets basketball. That foul was on Patel, incidentally. Kate Patel with his second personal. Rockets basketball. Brinkman on the dribble. Goes up to the top of the key. Gearing. Gearing hands to Carlson in the paint. Carlson floating lay-in up and off. No good. Cam Binder with the rebound. Binder down court with the basketball. Takes it all the way in. A little reverse lay-in. They fouled him as he was going down through the lane, so it'll be a foul on the floor. It will not be a shooting foul. And the foul is going to be called. I'll have to wait until they post it just to be sure. I think Brinkman is called for the personal. No, check that. It's going to be on Carlson, his second. Bulldogs basketball. They inbound the pass into Cam Binder. He just heated up and went nuts here the last couple of minutes scoring. Moving toward the hoop is Cade Pachel. They say he traveled with it. Cam Binder just lit the thing up here at the end of the first period and then made that first three here to start the second period. Binder with 14 points already. Baseline left side. Prairie with a blocked shot put up by Leifers. Prairie blocks it. And the rebound is pulled down by Cam Binder. Prairie's playing a whale of a ball game also. Cade Pacel to the left side to Ryan Binder in the corner. Up to Maverick Binder, top of the key. Cam Binder's got the hot hand. He's made 4 3-pointers in a row. Here's a three on the way from the left wing off the back of the iron put up by Cade Pacel. Rebound comes down to the Rockets. Brinkman with the rebound. Gets it down to Leifers in the paint. Baseline left side in the corner. Voorhees handles the ball. He's in the contest now. Jace Voorhees. His pass up top to Griffin Gehring. Gehring flips it to the right wing to Leifers in the paint. Leifers floater in and out of there. Rebound comes down to Prairie. He'll hand it up to Cam Binder. 6:08 to play in the first half here at Auburn High School. 30-5. Auburn dominating the Syracuse Rockets. Lob pass into Prairie in traffic. Shot is up and good. Daniel Prairie's in double figures. He's got 10 points. Cam Binder's got 14 already. 5:51 to play, still in the second quarter, first half here at Auburn. Rockets with the basketball. It's Cooper Carlson on the dribble. Lob pass Carlson to Leifers. Leifers blocked by Prairie. Rebound grabbed up loose by Cam Binder. Traveling's going to be called. Yeah, Ryan and Cam are both going after the loose basketball. Prairie's playing some kind of defense. That's the second time tonight he has stuffed Dalton Leifers when Leifers tried to put up a jump shot. There's the lob pass in. Cam Binder comes up with a loose basketball, falls to the floor, feeds it across left side. Maverick Binder, shot is up off, no good. Maverick Binder rebound, flips it out to the top of the key to Frary. Up top, Pacel. He's standing there all alone holding the basketball. Pacel again finds Maverick Binder on the left wing. Rockets in a man-to-man defense. Brinkman chases Binder, puts it to Pacel in the paint. Floater by Pacel over the front of the rim, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Cade Pacel. Went right down the lane and just laid it up over the front lip and dropped it in the hole. 34-5. Here's a long three for the Rockets off the glass. Doesn't go. Prairie has the rebound. Whistle and a foul underneath. Oh, no, they're going to say it hit the support. That's what it is. No foul. It hit the support. The ball will go over to the Bulldogs. Back into the game now for Syracuse comes Jace Voorhees. Timeout taken on the floor. 5 minutes to play in the first half. 34-5, Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
February is American Heart Month, and what better time to give yourself some love and attention? So while it's cold outside, come into the warmth at Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City, Nebraska for a wellness check. Our providers will personally help you achieve a healthier you through knowing your numbers and adopting healthy lifestyle habits. Make self-care and wellness a priority and call 402-245-4475 for an appointment this month. We're here for you at Family Medicine Clinic, Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
5 minutes to play here in the first half at Auburn High School. The Auburn Bulldogs just blowing Syracuse out of this one. 34-5 is our score. A 29-point lead already, and we've only played 11 minutes of basketball of this ball game. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Basketball will belong to the Bulldogs. When we resume action, the inbound pass comes into Cam Binder. Binder down court with it. Gives off to Ryan Binder on the left wing. To the near side, right side. On the right wing, into the paint, Pazel lobs to Prairie. Prairie off the glass again. Boy, what a job Daniel Prairie is doing under the basket, and what a job his teammates are doing in getting the ball into his hands under there where he can do some damage. Here's a driving layup at the other end. Moving toward the hoop is Cooper Carlson. A whistle and a foul, and I think we're going to put, well, maybe not. I thought maybe we'd have Carlson shooting here, but apparently not. The foul is going to be called on Ryan Binder. Now they change it. It's going to be on Cade Pacel. Pacel's third personal. It was not a shooting foul. It was on the floor. Rockets will inbound it under their own basket. They lob it up top. Pass comes inbound to Carlson. Cooper Carlson guarded by Cam Binder. Now picked up by Baltensperger, who's back in the lineup for the Bulldogs. Brett checks back in. Gehring has the ball tipped away. Running out ahead is Binder. They feed it to the left side. Prairie has his shot blocked away. Good defense under there by the Rockets. Ethan Whitler. Whitler got a hand up and blocked Prairie's layup attempt from the left side out of bounds. Auburn's basketball. Inbound to Prairie. Up to Baltonsberger, top of the key. Ryan Binder handles the ball. Guarding him is Griffin Gearing. Ryan Binder feeds to Cam Binder. Cam Binder underneath. Baltonsberger into the basket. Powers it up. Can't get it. Ball's tipped out of there. And the loose basketball grabbed up by Carlson. Cooper Carlson. Feeds it down court. The ball gets away. It's going to go off the fingertips of Ethan Whitler. And it'll go back over to the Auburn Bulldogs. Inside of 4 minutes to play here in the first half. 3:55 to play. Second quarter. 36-5. A 31-point lead for the Bulldogs. On the baseline is Voorhees with the ball. Jace can't get to the basket. Prairie is there on him defensively in the man-to-man. Rockets have not been able to crack this man-to-man defense that Auburn's out here. It's a very aggressive man-to-man. In-your-face coverage. Everybody that's got the basketball also has a defender right in their face. Spin move in the paint. Oh, there's a nice move. Sweet move by Cooper Carlson. Inside the paint, Carlson with a little scoop shot, underhanded lay-in. Got it to fall, and it's now 36-7. The lead is back to 29. Here's Cam Binder in the paint up top. Prairie for three. In front of the rim, but he's got his own rebound. Kicks it out right side. Maverick Binder for three. Maverick got it. Maverick Binder's second three-pointer of the night. He's got six. Down court pass stolen by Maverick Binder. Feeds it into the corner. Cam Binder for three from the corner. Got it. Maverick Binder, brother to brother there, got it down to Cam in the corner. Cam Binder has his fifth three-pointer of this half. All of a sudden, a 35-point lead, 42-7. Here's a three for the Rockets, up and off, no good. Long down-court pass, Maverick Binder can't chase it down. The ball got away out of bounds. Got subs checking in now for the Bulldogs. Ryan Dixon back onto the floor. Dixon checks in. Also Lopez, Mariko Lopez into the game. So Coach Jim Weeks substituting freely early here in the ball game. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to play still in the first half. A 35-point lead for the Bulldogs, 42-7 is our score. Rockets basketball, Carlson in the paint. Nice move to the basket, flips it out top of the key. Comes around to Brinkman. Brinkman for three, left corner off the rim. Rebound brought down under the basket by Maverick Binder, the freshman. Maverick feeds it to Lopez in the corner, right side. Deep baseline right side. Lopez with the basketball. Now moving inside traffic. Mateen layup off the glass. Up and good by Maverick Binder. Mateen with the assist. Maverick Binder with the basket on the baseline. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. We're going to have a little bit of housekeeping here. Scott Cox, our producer engineer. We're going to try and find a halftime guest here. I think we're going to have somebody stopping by to visit with us. We may have a bit of a change in our halftime routine there, Scott, so kind of be standing by for our cues on it. A minute 42 to go in the first half. We're going to try and get some of the state champion cheerleaders to come up here. They're going to do a routine for us at halftime, but we're going to try and get them to come by and talk about their state championship, fourth consecutive for the Auburn cheerleaders. Here's a long three put up by Maverick Binder. Rebound Mateen in traffic. He wants to go to the hoop. James Mateen can't get free, so he flips it back up top to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder, free throw line, goes to Mateen. Mateen in the paint, moves to the hoop. Nope, kicks it back up to Lopez. Lopez on the dribble. Mariko Manrique Lopez. Around the horn, Maverick Binder, the freshman ball handler. Up to Mateen. James Mateen for three, left wing, bingo! He got it. James Mateen hits a three. The crowd's loving that. The 6'1 senior, James Mateen, pops in a three. Driving layup at the other end off the glass won't go. That shot was put up by Cooper Carlson, and the rebound down to Mateen. 43 seconds to play here in the first half. Maverick Binder with the basketball. Dribbles in against Gearing. Has the ball knocked away from him. Stolen underneath the basket by Ethan Whitler. Whitler, outlet pass to Brinkman. Brinkman down court. Slips. Almost falls to the floor. Kept his dribble. Brinkman to Carlson. Around to Gearing on the left wing with 22 seconds to play in the first half. 47-7, a 40-point lead for the Bulldogs here in the first half. There's a long three. It's up and good. Bingo. Nailing the three was Griffin Gearing. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Down court comes Maverick Binder with 5 seconds. trying to get free for an open look for a three. Ball is stolen, long three on the way, doesn't go. And at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading. The Syracuse Rockets are halftime score, Auburn 47 and Syracuse 10. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services Halftime Report. That's coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Smiles light up our lives. Keep your smile healthy and beautiful. For high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price, call Dr. Chick James, your dental health care provider at 2107 Stone in Fall City. We all want the best for our families, and taking care of our teeth keeps us healthy and gives us high self-esteem. For regular dental checkups to orthodontic services, call the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Syracuse Rockets 47-10. Our halftime score, the Bulldogs on top. Looking at the numbers, it's time now for the Farm Bureau Financial Services Halftime Report. And as we look at the numbers for the Rockets, they're led at half by Cooper Carlson with 5 points. Griffin Gearing has three. And Robert Shanks with two for their total of 10. From the charity stripe, the Rockets went 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. For the Auburn Bulldogs, 47 points on the board. They're led by Cam Binder at halftime with 18 points. Daniel Ferry also in double figures at the half. He has 12. Maverick Binder with 8. Ryan Binder with 2. Kate Faisal has 2. Brett Baldsberger with 2. And from the free throw line, the Bulldogs went 1 out of 4 from the charity stripe. And they have 47 points on the board at halftime, leading here 47-10. We're going to take another two-minute break here, and then we'll be back with some halftime guests coming by to see us after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
This month, we encourage you to keep your heart healthy by not only eating a healthy diet and staying active, but by also building your relationships with your friends and family. Give the person you're speaking to your full attention. Put down your phone or stop what you're working on and make eye contact. Focus on what that loved one is telling you. When you have positive, engaging conversations, you're taking steps to having a healthier lifestyle. This heart health tip is brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Auburn High School. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs on top, 47-10, leading the Syracuse Rockets. And right now, we're very pleased to have stopping by our broadcast booth three of the members of the state championship cheerleading squad here at Auburn High School. Ladies, let's start by having you introduce yourselves.
I'm Shaylin Harris. I'm a senior.
I'm Desiree Mowry. I'm a senior.
I'm Josie Selton, and I'm a senior.
All right, ladies. Now, you are four-time defending state champions in state championship cheer. Got to be exciting for you.
Yeah, it's a really exciting thing. We've had a really difficult season. We had a lot of young girls coming up. I think we had nine new girls. So it was just a big responsibility for us seniors to pull together the squad and make sure we were getting in the practice that we need to get that fourth win.
What did the COVID-19 protocols do? Did that affect your practice routines at all?
It was really hard practice to have our masks on all the time. It was hard to breathe. But it was just a really difficult situation, but we ended up pulling it together.
So when does practice start on this thing? Do you work through the summer, too, or wait till school starts?
Yes, so we start in the summer, and usually we stunt, but with COVID, we couldn't stunt this year. And then in November, we start learning our choreography. And then every Sunday till state, that's when we start practicing. And they're usually 2-hour practices long. But just because we practice 2 hours doesn't mean we practice outside. So we always go to wellness center. We practice maybe 3 hours a night, maybe not. But we always practice. And it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort to get the state championships that we always want.
I don't know how this whole thing works. Tell me, how do they score it? How does the competition work?
Well, there's a lot of different things that go into it. Jumps are a big part of it, formation, facials. There's just so many little things. So really, this means you got to be perfect out there on the mat if you want to win.
Now, you guys are all seniors, and you said you've been part of this thing all 4 years. Is
yes,
that right?
I have.
You guys leave quite a legacy here. What do you think about the younger girls? Are they going to be able to do it again next year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If they keep putting in the hard work every year, they can definitely end up being a state champion again.
Does this work a lot like the basketball team? Do you have other schools that you know you're going to be going against? Who else is good that's out there?
Who else is good? There's everyone. You never know. This year, it's a one-time thing. You go out there and you have one shot. It's not like any other sport where you have multiple competitions. You go out there and you have that one time to give it all, and that's what the judges think. So it's really what up to you and how you want to perform that day, what you want to do with your competition season.
All right. Well, congratulations, girls. We really appreciate you stopping by. Great job. Auburn should be very proud of you, young ladies. Four-time defending state cheer champions. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, young ladies stopping by to visit with us about their state championship. Four times in a row they've won the state championship for Auburn. We've got time for a weather check here, a 60-second weather check. We'll do that right now and then be right back with third quarter action after this weather break on Sunny 101.3.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SPX Insurance, the home.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy to mostly clear this evening. Lows drop to 30 degrees. Winds turn to the northwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Wednesday, an abundance of sunshine. Highs top out near 45. Winds north, 5 to 15, higher gust again possible. Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy skies and diminishing winds. Lows fall into the 20s. Thursday, lots more sunshine, highs head back to 45, winds variable, around 5 miles per hour. Thursday night, mostly clear, lows fall back to 24, winds remain variable, 5 to 10. Looking at you Friday, sunshine remains in the forecast, highs approach 50, winds south, 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Friday night, mainly clear, lows head back down into the 20s, then highs climb into the middle 50s on Saturday as sunshine continues to dominate the forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on Sunny 101.3.
This is Sunny.
Back to live action with the basketball. Here come the Bulldogs. We move into the third quarter. Auburn into forecourt. Maverick Binder with the basketball at the free throw line. Flips it out onto the right wing. Gives it out to Ryan Binder. Here's Pagel for three. Got it. Kate Pagel. The Bulldogs just keep raining threes in this ball game. The Rockets kind of not able to answer that out there as Auburn is just hitting deadly from three-point range tonight. I don't think they've missed more than two or three all night long, and they've got a basket full of them that have gone in the hole. Again, a thanks to the cheerleaders from Auburn High School, three young ladies, a senior, stopping by to visit with us. And again, our congratulations on that fourth championship in a row. Here's a driving layup on the left side, up and good by Cooper Carlson. Carlson made a nice move to the basket, went right between two Bulldog defenders. Here's a three on the way. Pagel off the back of the iron. That's one of the rare misses the Bulldogs have had from three-point range here tonight. Now the Rockets trying to get back into this thing with the ball. Griffin Gearing takes it into the corner, left side of the basket, top of the key, back up top to Voorhees. Voorhees comes to Griffin. There's a three on the way off the glass. No. Rebound down court. Long pass. Frary off the glass, up and good. Daniel Frary has 14 points. The rebound by Cam Binder. Binder just wound up and threw it coast to coast all the way to Frary, waiting at the other end for the lay-in off the glass. Frary with 14 now, Cam Binder with 18 in the ballgame. And here come the Rockets trying to find some offense. They trail by 40, 52-12 is our score, and we still have 6:09 to play in the third quarter. Just started, just underway here in the second half. Here's a steal by Cam Binder, gets it out to Ryan Binder, driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. Cam Binder with the steal, Ryan Binder with the lay-in. 54-12 your score now. Bulldogs continue to pull away. Here come the subs. Coach Jim Weeks is going to bring his reserves in up off the bench. Griffin Gearing, lob pass into traffic. Voorhees, shot is off the glass, up, no. Rebound tipped out of there. Follow shot, try for putback is up. It won't go down. That one was put up again by Jace Voorhees. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. We'll put Jace Voorhees at the free throw line. Voorhees, a 59% free throw shooter on the season. Here he'll be at the line shooting two. That foul on Kate Pagel, and that's Pagel's fourth personal. Kate Pagel with four now. Jace Voorhees at the line. Launches the shot. It's up and off the back of the rim, doesn't go. While we were talking to the Auburn cheerleaders, kind of a neat moment, our friend Dave Roars is seated right beside us. He's been ill with COVID. Dave attending his first live ball game in a long, long time here tonight, and the crowd gave him a standing ovation. He's their longtime public address announcer for football and basketball. Second free throw for Jace Voorhees is up and good, so Dave honored here, rightfully so, with a standing ovation from the crowd. Here come the Bulldogs down court. Under the basket, Baldensberger feeds it inside in traffic. Binder moves to the hoop, and they're going to say a travel is called. It'll give the ball back to the Rockets. Running clock here already, 4:27 with a running clock. 54-13, our score. 41-point lead gives us a running clock. This game's going to be over early if this continues. On the baseline, left side, trying to penetrate into traffic is Voorhees. Voorhees feeds it back up to the top of the key. Gearing, driving, Carlson off the glass. Shot blocked away, rebound Binder. Ryan Binder, that is. He goes into the corner. Here's a three, Lopez up. He got it! Mauricio Lopez nails a three, and the Bulldogs are just raining threes on the Rockets here. Here's a shot at the other end by Syracuse. Off the glass, no good. Ryan Binder rebound. And we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 3:43 to play in the third quarter. 57-13 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you at Auburn High School. 3:43 to play third period. Auburn leads it 57-13. Bulldogs jumped out to an early lead 27-5 after one quarter. They led 47-10 at halftime, and now they're up 57-13, and Auburn has the basketball. Mateen, a cross-court pass, comes to Dixon with it. Dixon works left side of the lane. Across court underneath, goes inside, falling to the floor, losing his footing under there for the Bulldogs, and going down with Skylar Roybal. And the Rockets come up with the loose basketball. Brinkman takes it all the way to the baseline on the right side of the free throw lane. Couldn't get a shot off. Guarded well under there by Roybal. And now the ball gets away from Brinkman, goes out of bounds. Brinkman frustrated, flips the ball up into the crowd. Ooh. The official has a sense of humor about it. You can understand his frustration. The ball, he tried to flip it up in the air over his shoulder and ended up going into the fans. Don't think he meant for that to happen. That just ball got away from him. Ryan Dixon will bring the ball up the court for Auburn. Off to Mateen on the near side wing. Again to Dixon at the top of the key between the rings, top of the circle. Mateen and Dixon play catch with it. Syracuse has gone to a 1-3-1 defense here now. They ran a man-to-man for a while. Now they're out in a 1-3-1 zone. Top of the key, Mateen. Right elbow, Lopez with the ball. Back up top, Mateen. Bulldogs content just to pass the ball around all night out here at the top of the key. Dixon's going to try a three from the corner, just long. Rebound, Baltensberger works in under traffic. Can't go up with a shot. Now does and got it. Brett Baltensberger working hard. The 6'5 junior working hard in the paint. Went up between three defenders and put it in the hole. 59-13 the score. Under the basket. Shot is up and good for the Rockets. Jace Voorhees with his first field goal. He has 3 points now. He's one out of two from the free throw line tonight. Here he's got the and one coming. The foul's on Ryan Dixon. On Ryan, his first personal. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs. Jace Voorhees, a 6'3 sophomore at the free throw line. Shot is up. It's good. He got it. Voorhees has now hit two out of three from the free throw line. And Jace has 4 points in the ball game for the Rockets. A minute 30 to play here now in this third quarter. 59-16, Bulldogs on top. Mateen with the basketball on the left wing. Across court pass to Ryan Dixon. Back to Mateen. They just play catch. They're running Cooper Carlson back and forth between the rings at the top of the circle. Clock winding down to a minute 9 to play here. Baseline left side, Ryan Dixon across court. Lopez, he'll try another three. Shot is on the way, short off the front of the rim. Rebound to Dixon. Dixon penetrates into the baseline left side of the basket. Feeds it underneath, the ball is stolen away. Coming up with it is Brinkman. Down court with it, gives it back into the corner. Long three on the way, left side up, short off the rim. Baltensberger had the rebound, it's loose on the floor. Voorhees with a shot up and good. Getting the basket there, Jace Voorhees, his second field goal, and he has 5 points. Dixon in backcourt. Down court pass. Gets it up to Mateen. James Mateen, who just hit that three a minute ago. He had an open look there. He elected not to take it. Guarded by Geary. A cross court pass is going to be stolen by Shanks. Shanks kicks it over to his teammate. Shot blocked away by Ryan Dixon. Trying to put up the shot was Robert Shanks. And Dixon swatted the ball out of bounds. I think we're going to have a foul called. And we're going to put to the free throw line Robert Shanks. The foul is going to be called on Lopez. Lopez picks up his first personal at the line. Well, now we're stepping everybody to the side here. At the line is going to be Shanks. Must have had a technical foul called under there. I didn't see anything. But Shanks hits the first free throw. They'll have another shot coming here. They clear both teams away from the lane. Second shot is up and good also. Now we got just a timeout taken, I think. So, that's the end of the third period. That's what we've got. 59-30 our score. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Bulldogs basketball to start this fourth period. Ryan Dixon in the paint has the ball stolen away, deflected away, stolen right back. And driving in for the reverse lay-in off the glass. Shot is up, won't go for Skyler Roybal. Rebound comes down. Carlson kicks it into the corner, top of the key. There's a long three off the iron, doesn't go. That shot put up by Jace Voorhees, and the rebound brought down by Ryan Dixon. Bulldogs up now 59-20 with 7:15 to play in the fourth quarter. The clock is running. Feed it underneath, shot Roybal up, couldn't get it. Oh, it was a nice feed under there, though, by Baldensberger looking for his teammate. A whistle and a foul is called, and at the free throw line will be Skyler Roybal. Skyler, a 6'3 sophomore, has not scored tonight. Here he'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Leapers. It's his second personal. Free throw is up and good for Skyler Roybal. He'll have another shot coming here. Running clock, 6:43, time ticking away. Second free throw on the way for Roybal, up and good. Skyler Roybal hits them both. He's got 2 points. And it's 61-20, a 41-point lead for the Auburn Bulldogs. And we still have 6:20 to play in the basketball game. Here come the Rockets with the ball, trying to get some offense. Carlson comes to the right side with it. Voorhees back up top to Carlson. Carlson in traffic, flips it into the corner. Now dribbling in, driving reverse. Laying up and good. Nice move. Dalton Leapers. Leapers, 6'2 senior. His first 2 points of the ball game tonight for the Rockets. All right, Auburn's basketball. James Mateen in backcourt. Comes to Ryan Dixon across court pass. To Mateen into forecourt across the division line. Dixon holds the ball at the midcourt circle. Lob pass goes into Roybal in the paint. Roybal comes up to Dixon. He'll launch a three from the left wing. Bingo! Ryan Dixon nails a three. Just about everybody's got a three now for Auburn. I'm going to add them up here. This postgame show tonight brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's going to be interesting to add them up and see just how many threes Auburn hit. I know Cam Binder has five by himself. They've hit a bucket full of them. There's a ball that's going to get away. Dixon deflects the ball away, knocks it out of the hands of Cooper Carlson, and it'll stay with the Rockets. Now into the lineup for Auburn comes Austin Levine checking into the ballgame. Levine checks in. Looks like the Rockets are doing a little substituting also. Caden DeGoyer into the contest for the first time tonight. Braden LaFollette also onto the floor for the Rockets. Lob pass comes up, stolen away by Mateen. Mateen wants to take it all the way in. Big collision, offensive foul going to be called on Mateen. James Mateen picks up his first personal. Good job defensively getting set under there. I think it was LaFollette that got set under the basket and drew the charge. All right, here come the Rockets with 4:43 to play in a running clock. Robert Shanks across the timeline. Shanks goes left side, LaFollette with the basketball. LaFollette, spin move, free throw line, can't get inside, guarded by Mateen. Gives it up top and comes up with the ball to Shanks. Shanks flips it to the left wing. Again, Shanks with the ball in the paint. Turn around, fall away, jump shot up and off, no good. Roybal high in the air, pulls down the rebound. You know, you watch these reserves for Auburn, you think about it a minute. They have to practice against that Auburn varsity all week long. And when they get a chance to come out and play, they want to show the coach what they can do. And they're playing good basketball. Here's Dixon on the dribble. Double team, dribbles away from it. A cross-court pass to Mateen. Baseline right side. There's a three on the way from the corner. Got it. Marcus Hudson hits a three. Now just about everybody that's played has a three, I think. Hudson nailed that one. in the paint, driving lay-in off the glass, up, won't go down for Caleb Swanson. Swanson's a 6'1 sophomore, drove to the bucket, couldn't get it to fall, but he's fouled as he puts a shot up. So we'll have Swanson at the line to shoot two. Skyler Roybal called for the personal, his first, team foul number 5. At the free throw line, Caleb Swanson shooting 2. The first shot is on the way. It's good. Caleb Swanson hits the first one. He'll have a second shot coming. More subs checking in for Auburn. Stetson Nyman into the lineup now. Nyman into the game. Let's see. Lopez is on the floor. Carson Leslie on the floor for the Bulldogs. Leslie into the ball game. Caleb Swanson ready for his second free throw. Looks to the basket. Launches the shot. It's up. It's off. No good. Rebound Leslie. Okay, they're going to have to play it in. It didn't touch the rim, so it'll be Auburn's basketball to inbound it. Austin Levine inbounds the pass. Levine gives it to Lopez in backcourt. Comes to the near side. Hudson with the ball. Back to Lopez. They're going to have to hurry to get it across the timeline. They did. Up to Leslie. Leslie, a cross-court pass to Lopez. He thought about launching another three. He had a nice one a minute ago. To the near side. Pass comes to Hudson. Lopez into the corner, right side. Long three from the right corner. He got it. Stetson Nyman hits a three. It's 70-23 is our score. 2 minutes to play. Shot is up. Nice spin move by Brayden LaFollette. LaFollette made a nice move in the lane there. Nice little floater. Popped it in. Got it to drop. We're down to 2:05 to go in the ball game. A cross-court pass into forecourt. Leslie under the basket. Couldn't get to the hoop with it. Up to Lopez. Leslie's going to try a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good by Austin Levine. Levine was there for the offensive board and the putback. Austin Levine into the scorebook. Here's a three from the left side. It's a three. It's a three for all right now. Carson Leslie with the rebound. Lopez, down court pass, under the basket, fall away, shot off the glass. Rebound, follow shot. Leslie up and good. Carson Leslie got the lay-in. Down to a minute 29. Ball stolen away by Lopez into forecourt. This is fast-paced basketball. These reserves a chance to play some varsity ball. Lopez has the ball stripped away. Making the steal down here is Robert Shanks. Then we get a whistle and a foul is called. Clock continues to run down to a minute 12 to play. Up next, it's going to be the Wilbur-Claytonia Wolverines taking on the Fairbury Jeffs. Auburn will play the winner of that game on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. You'll hear it live here on Sunny 101.3. Stay with us now for the postgame show. These are going to be some interesting numbers. Auburn fans, you're going to want to hear these when we have the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame. Interesting numbers for the Bulldogs. I think just about everybody has scored. Lob pass underneath for the Rockets. Shot is up, doesn't go. Whistle foul. Foul's going to be called on Carson Leslie. Leslie's going to get called for the personal, his first. At the free throw line for the Rockets will be Nolan Werner. Werner, a junior, 6'1". First shot is up and off, no good. Nolan Werner will have a second shot coming. Again, stay with us for our postgame show. We'll be right back with it when the game ends here. Nolan Werner, second free throw is up. It's good. He got that one to fall. Werner put that one down. 10 seconds to play. Bulldogs with the basketball. Down the left sideline on the dribble comes Hudson. Has the ball dribbled away and stolen. Back the other way into the corner right side. There's a three. Off, no good. There's a buzzer in the ball game. 74-26, your final score tonight. The Auburn Bulldogs with the win. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
With mobile banking, I've got all my finances right at my fingertips. I can pay bills, transfer funds, and even check balances, all from my smartphone or tablet. And since I have my bank bookmarked right on the web, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Frontier Bank, good with money. We're an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Fall City, and Stella.
MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City has a full lineup of proven Bobcat equipment helping you power through the most challenging jobs and the toughest projects to get more done every day. Stop in to demo the latest in compact equipment. Our dedicated staff of factory-trained technicians are here to provide the regular service that keeps your equipment running strong. MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City is proud to be your authorized Bobcat dealer.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Auburn High School. Our final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs with a win 74-26 over the Syracuse Rockets. It's time now for the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame report, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Before we break down the numbers and look at them, I've got a very special friend that's been seated next to me here all evening just down the table, and I couldn't let him leave the gym without coming by and at least saying hello. Dave Roars, good evening, sir.
Good evening, and thank you.
I can't tell you how good it is to see you back out and about among us here. I know you've been down for some time. When did you really come down, got sick?
It was right at the end of October, and I was in the hospital for 45 days. And in a nutshell, there was three times that I wasn't supposed to make it. So with the COVID, I not only have COPD, I've had COVID, then I got double pneumonia. So a lot of prayers and a lot of people to thank for their support. It's just good to be back here.
A whole new appreciation for just being able to sit in the gymnasium and watch a ball game.
For 40-some years, I've been doing this, and it just brings tears to my eyes to be able to come back here and see the kids perform. And
well, we had a touching moment. Our listeners, I didn't get to share. I was interviewing the Auburn High School cheerleaders, and while I was talking to the cheerleaders, they acknowledged you tonight here on the public address system, and everybody stood. That had to be a cool feeling.
Yeah, very, very overwhelming. Is I don't know what else to say.
I've known Dave Roars forever. I lived here in Auburn for a number of years, over 30 years ago now, and Dave has worked at the high school on public address announcer, football games, basketball games, and when he talks about his illness here, this is one of the first times, Dave, I've ever seen you a little bit of a loss for words.
It was very tough.
Yeah.
Not only tough on me, but on my wife,
sure.
You know, not knowing what's going to happen.
Sure, sure. Well, it's great to see you out and about, buddy. I couldn't let you leave the table and get away without having a chance to say hello, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate everybody's prayers and support. And it'll just take a while. Hopefully, I'll be back.
All right. There's a huge success story for the COVID-19 pandemic. Dave, thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now let's take a look at these numbers here. First of all, for the Syracuse Rockets, 26 points in the ball game for them. They were led tonight by Cooper Carlson with 7 points. Adding six was Jace Voorhees. 4 points tonight for Robert Shanks. With three was Griffin Gearing. 2 points for Dalton Leapers. Also 2 points for Braden LaFollette. Adding one was Nolan Werner. And also with 1 point was Caleb Swanson. From the charity stripe, the Syracuse Rockets, 7 out of 10. Now, Bulldog fans, as you know, Randy's been doing ball games a long time. I can't remember the last time that I have filled my score sheet out with a full complement of players and had every single player in the book get into the scorebook in a varsity ball game, and that is what has happened tonight. I had 14 players listed for the Bulldogs on my score sheet. All 14 players got into the scorebook. The starters, who scored all the points in the first half, didn't put a lot of points up in the second half, but man, here came the reserves. So let's go down the list. I normally go in numerical order. That's going to be kind of hard tonight with 14 kids in the book. But we do know the Bulldogs were led tonight by Cameron Binder with 18 points. Daniel Frary was also in double figures with 14 points. Adding eight tonight was Maverick Binder. And then listen to this. Ryan Dixon had 3. 4 points for Ryan Binder. Kate Pacel had 5. Stetson Neiman had 3. Lopez, Mariko Lopez had 3. James Mateen had 3. Marcus Hudson had 3. Skylar Roybal added 2. Carson Leslie had 2. Brent Baltensperger had 4. Austin Levine had 2. And I think Randy Gatula is the only one that didn't score tonight down there. I feel kind of left out. 14 kids in the book, and 14 kids came up with points tonight for the Bulldogs. We're going to take one more 60-second break and be back to wrap this thing up after a one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
CJ Foods and Lanny of Burn, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska have joined together to form Alfea. They're a fast-growing company with multiple career opportunities available, with vision that includes significant production growth and new career opportunities in areas like packaging, maintenance, quality assurance, extrusion, warehousing, and shipping. Alfea offers full-time hours while working only 15 shifts a month. Alfea has opportunities available days and nights, with night shift receiving $3 an hour shift differential. If you're looking for a career with great potential for growth, visit the website, alfea.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Auburn High School as we continue with the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame report here. I have a scoring update from the Rural Activity Center in Fall City, where tonight the Sacred Heart Irish are playing the Pawnee City Indians in that Class D2 sub-district. That game being heard right now over on KTNC. At the half, Sacred Heart leading Pawnee City 53-6. 53-6, that's the halftime score. Sacred Heart over Pawnee City in that D2 sub-district. Here, 74-26, our final. Auburn with the win. I told you about the three-pointers. Auburn had 13 three-point baskets in this ballgame tonight. Cam Binder had 5 of them, all in the first half. Binder scored 18 points there literally before the game even got going, and then didn't score again. Part of that was he didn't shoot anymore after that. But I'd like to see the three-point shooting percentage tonight for Auburn. They were just raining him in, lights out from three-point range. So, with the win, the Auburn Bulldogs advance to the sub-district final coming up this Thursday night at 6 o'clock. They will play the winner of our upcoming game here. Wilbur Claytonia will be playing Fairbury later on this evening here at Auburn. The winner of that one will play Auburn. 6 o'clock tip-off on Thursday. I'll be back here in Auburn and have play-by-play coverage for you. It'll be right here on Sunny 101.3. Again, John Nixon is on the air now over on KTNC with the Sacred Heart Irish, the Pawnee City Indians. If you want to hear some more basketball, switch over there and join John for that D2 sub-district. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage here from Auburn High School. For Scott Cox, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 74 and the Syracuse Rockets 26. Good evening, everyone. Southeast Nebraska has been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.